Here was the something good she had been wishing for, hoping for, praying for. Here was a very large reward. And had she hesitated, had the thought, wait a minute, my kid loves that old bastard ball, even crossed her mind? Nah, you couldn't hesitate because life was full of Don Bidermans and life wasn't fair. Bobby left the room on tiptoe with the poster still in his hand, mincing away from her in big, soft steps, freezing when a board creaked under his feet, then moving on. Behind him, his mom's muttering talk had subsided into low snores again. Bobby made it into the living room and closed her door behind him, holding the knob at full cock until the door was shut tight, not wanting the latch to click. Then he hurried across to the phone, aware only now that he was away from her that his heart was racing and his throat was lined with a taste like old pennies. Any vestige of hunger had vanished. He picked up the telephone's handset, looked around quickly and narrowly to make sure his mom's door was still shut, then dialed without referring to the poster. The number was burned into his mind. Housatonic 58337. There was only silence when he finished dialing. That wasn't surprising either, because there was no Housatonic exchange in Harwich. And if he felt cold all over, except for his balls and the soles of his feet, which were strangely hot, that was just because he was afraid for Ted. That was all. Just there was a stone-like click as Bobby was about to put the handset down, and then a voice said, "Yeah." "It's Biderman," Bobby thought wildly. "Cripes, it's Biderman." "Yeah," the voice said again. "No. Not Biderman's. Too low for Biderman's." But it was a Nimrod voice, no doubt about that. And as his skin temperature continued to plummet toward absolute zero, Bobby knew that the man on the other end of the line had some sort of yellow coat in his wardrobe. Suddenly, his eyes grew hot and the backs of them began itching. "Is this the Sagamore family?" was what he'd meant to ask, and if whoever answered the phone said yes, he'd meant to beg them to leave Ted alone, to tell them he, Bobby Garfield, would do something for them if they'd just leave Ted be. He'd do anything they asked, but now that his chance had arrived, he could say nothing. Until this moment, he still hadn't completely believed in the low men. No, something was on the other end of the line. Something that had nothing in common with life as Bobby Garfield understood it.